Exciting news. Joining me now is John Flansburgh, who, with John Linnell, is They Might Be Giants. And John Flansburgh is right here on the phone with me. Actually, it won't sound like the phone. He's a musician. He's got a recording studio. It sounds good. But John's there. Hey, John.
Great to be here.
We were talking about your songwriting process, and basically everything you said was you just can't write love songs. If you write love songs, you're stuck in the trap of writing love songs, and your whole career has been based on the fact that you don't want to write love songs.
Yeah, we've been caught in the trap of not writing love songs.
So why is that a trap again?
I don't know. You know, it's love songs are beautiful. Let's all admit it. They're
okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now you kind of have to top yourselves. You know, we recently did a song called "Madam, I Challenge You to a Duel," and I have to say, I felt like that just the title alone really drove the whole excitement about the song. Because it was just such a crazy idea, you know. It just was a sort of a snake eating itself kind of an idea of a song.
Yes, I know you did such a song because we played it here on The Gist. And so where'd that song, let's take that for example, where'd that idea come from? And where'd that title come from?
I was reading about dueling. I was reading about the Civil War and the history of the South and just sort of the tradition of honor as a Southern concept.
Yeah.
It was a classic example of like a title or an opening line kind of driving an entire song. And there's a kind of a long tradition of this. I mean, I think from "Hey, Mr. DJ, I Thought You Said We Had a Deal" to "Hi, We're the Replacements," or like a song like we did a song called "I Palindrome I," mm-hmm. that actually was a title that I came up with. I wrote kind of a second-rate song to that title, and John Linnell decided that it was a title worthy of re-examining just because just the title actually has this thing, this rhythm about it that reminds you of palindromes, even though it's not a palindrome. It's kind of a bad joke on palindromes. So he constructed a whole new song just driven by the interest in the title, "I Palindrome I." So,
yeah.
So titles are a huge springboard for us in terms of just inspiring us, the songwriting process.
And that is what this new contest is about. We, The Gist, and our listeners, the listeners don't even know this yet, but I'm telling you, our listeners want to help you come up with a song. So we have created the Not a Movie Challenge, hashtag not a movie. So what you do is you go to @SlateGist. You can tweet them to write to They Might Be Giants on Twitter. But we are constructing this with the following rules. Imagine there is a movie. Now, this movie doesn't exist, but we want you to invent the title of a movie. And from that title, They Might Be Giants will make a song. The theme to the movie, possibly the love theme to the movie, probably not. So your job is to think of a movie that needs to exist, and They Might Be Giants' job is to make the song for that movie. What else can you fill us in on, John?
Well, we're excited about it because we want to break into this whole movie business, and we just figured this will be a good like a little demo for the movie moguls to hear what we're capable of.
You've done the theme to Austin Powers, the Dr. Evil song. You've done "You're Not the Boss of Me," Malcolm in the Middle. What else have you done? TV.
We did
movies.
The Daily Show music for years and years.
Right.
We didn't write the theme, but the one you know we actually recorded, the one with the trombone.
Was that a Bob Mould song?
It was a Bob Mould composition, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there's They Might Be Giants trying to get further into the movie business. They need your help. I came up with a couple ideas for movies, The Archipelago of Envy, the aforementioned. But then, John, you pointed out, they don't have to be funny. Don't try to make the movie title that you come up with, listener, don't try to make that necessarily that itself should be a gag. It should just be the kind of thing that could give a songwriter an idea. Is there a better way? How would you describe that?
Well, I mean, I think you could go for poetry. You know, we are sort of trapped inside our own vibe, I guess. So it has its own kind of governor on it. But I think there's a way to do it that's just evocative and interesting. But I mean, I have to say, you know, Mike, when you sent me a long list of titles that just came off the top of your head, and it just seems like you're made of this stuff. The "To Cleaver by Half" is really one of my all-time favorite potential movie titles, and I think somewhere in They Might Be Giants' future, there is a Mike Pesca They Might Be Giants collaboration over "To Cleaver by Half." It's everything I want in a song title.
I don't know if the Troma Studio exists, but they're the ones to produce the actual movie, "To Cleaver by Half."
It's true. Judging by the desiccation of their sign in Times Square, I think they cannot be in business unless the sign's meant to scare you, which is would be cool.
Yeah. Okay. So again, it's the Not a Movie Challenge. They Might Be Giants will be making a song based on your fake made up movie. Hashtag Not a Movie. Tweet it to all the people that you think would be logical to tweet it to. You have a couple weeks to do this. Get it in by April 9th. Limited time. This can't go on forever. You got 2 weeks to invent this movie. So by April 9th, hashtag not a movie. Thanks, John.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
Evil is his one and only.